Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone now on this Memorial Day, Sheriff Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you have a canine who got some new gear, new garb, right?
Yeah, a vest. And we are pretty blessed in Santa Rosa County. We have businesses and companies that donate so much to us. Not only things like bulletproof vests for dogs, but actually dogs we have purchased because of donations from different entities throughout the county. So we're pretty blessed.
And this was DART, got what, a new anti-stab and bulletproof vest, is that right?
Yes, correct. And, you know, people are very concerned about our canine unit, and it shows when we go out for displays and stuff, you know, for different events. The canines always get all the attention, and I can't blame them. They're cute, so, you know.
And they do the best demos. Their demos are a lot more entertaining, that's for sure.
Yes, they are.
Sort of a practical question, I guess. Officers obviously wear vests, but my very probably out of date now knowledge about bulletproof material is that the Kevlar is fantastic at stopping the bullets. It is almost useless at stopping a knife. So is this a dual material vest? And then I assume that the vests that y'all wear are that same, like they're just the Kevlar, right?
Yeah, and the reason we don't wear the anti-stab as well, it's a lot heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially in the summertime in Florida, as you know, it gets just brutally hot. So, the canines, though, and we only put them on the canines in certain situations as well. So you have a barricaded guy or something, we're sending a dog in, you know he's armed, put the vest on the dog, send him in, and, do it that way. So, it comes in handy for certain situations, but they don't wear them constantly while they're on patrol.
Because it's hot and heavy for them, just like it would be for anybody,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So when it's a specific risk scenario, and also because, you know, a bad guy is as likely, I assume, to use a sharp object against a dog as to use a gun, or at least more common maybe. And so that's the thing you got to protect against, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so our deputies in the jail will wear stab resistant vests.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, because they're in air conditioning all the time, so they're, it's voluntary for them, but they, some of them do wear them in the jail, so
yeah, and
you don't have a worry about getting shot there, but they can, you know, fashion knives and things out of certain things, so.
Well, I'm glad I asked, because that makes perfect sense that in the jail where you're not nearly as at risk of firearms, but obviously more at risk of, you know, some homemade instrument or something like that. You also have, I always think about the number of jobs that cops have to do. You know, they have to direct traffic, they have to arrest bad guys, they have to do investigations, they have to do interviews, they have to, you know, broker marital disputes, a very common thing that you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently now you at least have one or two deputies who are officially cow wranglers. What happened near Jay?
Well, a cow got out, and they used their patrol cars and eventually their bodies to get a hold of the cow and secure it until the owner could come get it. And that happens on a regular basis up in Jay. And what a lot of people don't know is back in the day, and I think he still has them, there was a guy in Milton who raised buffalo. And on occasion, we would have to the loose buffalo off Berry Hill Drive in Milton. So that could get really interesting.
That's awesome. So in this case, it was like kind of a hit and run, right? Like somebody hit the cow with their car,
yes.
And it was damaged,
yes.
Or something.
Yeah, damaged the car, and I think the cow was actually okay. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
So I don't expect that you'll be issuing a rope and lasso anytime soon as a standard issue or training on it. Probably.
No, we're not doing any of that. It happens on a semi-regular basis. So the guys that work Jay are used to it because that's normally where it occurs at.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay, now this is, again, because when I start to asking questions, my brain starts to get to going. And so here's where I'm at. I know that your deputies are not running out of the car with lassos on, but do the mounteds carry lassos?
No, they don't either. Oh. And they're not out on a regular basis. So,
okay, they're not patrolling on horseback.
Right.
Okay.
They're more ceremonial. So.
I just got a little bit of Yellowstone nostalgia on, and I was thinking, you know what would be kind of a cool story is if Santa Rosa Sheriff's deputies deploy with a taser, a gun, a baton, cuffs, and a lasso. But no, because I'm thinking of y'all riding down the street, some perpetrators running from the bank, and you wrangle them up, hog time. I don't know. That's what my brain does. It's a weird brain.
Not going to happen anytime soon.
hang on for just a second. We're talking to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Hang on for just a second, Bob. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. No accidents or delays to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Memorial Day, been fairly quiet out at the beach. Everything working okay?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we're not as crowded as Pensacola Beach or Destin. Most of the people who want to go and party and do that kind of stuff go there because on Navarre Beach, we only have two bars. So as opposed to Pensacola Beach and Destin, they have, you know,
plenty.
I don't know how many, but a ton.
Yeah.
So we're pretty blessed in that aspect as well. Mostly families come out to our beach to, you know, hang out with the kids, that kind of thing.
I did want to ask you about traffic to the beach because the TPO had a meeting recently and I reported on how their engineer, their advisor basically, had said that, you know, Pensacola Beach just keeps growing every year. It's ridiculous. We got like 66 out of 80 weekend days last year that were 20,000 car days. But he said that at Navarre Beach that really, though traffic is high, of course, on beach weekends, the traffic has been consistent, that the total number of 7,500 car days, because the two-lane road, a little different metric, but the total number of 7,500 car days has been, you know, pretty steady around 38 to 40, and that ever since the traffic light went in, though it's not pleasurable to go out and get stuck in traffic, it's actually worked pretty well, and it hasn't been getting worse. You're, you know, eyes on, talk to your deputies all the time. What's your perception of that?
Yeah, and it does stay pretty consistent. And like you said, it's a two-lane road. So a lot of people opt to go different ways. You can get to Navarre Beach by going through Pensacola Beach. So the families from Escambia County and, you know, parts of Alabama will go over the bridge there and then take the National Seashore to get to Navarre Beach. So, yeah, I can see it staying pretty consistent, but that doesn't mean that it's not packed. If you come out like on Memorial Day to Navarre Beach, when the weather's good, you're going to sit there for a while getting over the bridge. And it backs up on 98 as well before you get to the bridge. So, it can get pretty sporty at times, but yeah, it's pretty much staying, you know, level.
Is it better since the traffic light?
I think it is. I think the flow of the traffic is better since the traffic light. Not obviously it doesn't affect the volume of it, but the flow is better.
Okay. Well, which is the goal. That's definitely the goal.
Yeah.
All right. Last question I have for you. You're old enough to know this, and so I'm just going to ask, do you know what today is? What big day?
I do. And a lot of people get Memorial Day and Veterans Day confused. And Memorial Day, obviously, we're honoring the fallen, the people who gave their lives in the military to keep us free. And Veterans Day is just honoring all veterans of the military. So, yeah, today is Memorial Day, a very somber day, especially for those families who have lost people in the wars. And, you know, we pray for them.
So, obviously, Memorial Day is front and center. I actually had a different thing in mind, and I asked the question very poorly. There's another historical day that is today. And the only reason I ask is because, first of all, do you know how many years it's been since Star Wars came out?
Yeah, it's 50, right?
49 today.
49?
Right, 49. Okay. Yeah. And my one question for you, Bob, is are you a Star Wars fan, a Star Wars sorta, or a Star Wars never?
Well, I went to see Star Wars on the opening day.
Oh, wow. 49 years ago today. Okay.
Yeah. But now, here we go. I have not seen another movie since in the Star Wars trilogy or whatever it is now. So
it's the trilogy or whatever it is now. Oh,
it's just not a fan.
This is okay. I know people who have not seen a single Star Wars movie, and I don't really understand that, but I kind of sort of that may. But you've seen just the one time, the one, and never ever again.
Yeah. Yes. Correct.
Well, I just don't know. I'm going to have to rethink our whole relationship now because I don't understand that.
Well, if it helps at all, my son and daughter, my son's 35 and my daughter's 30, they both are Star Wars freaks. So if that helps at all. So.
Could we not find a little better word than freaks?
Oh, no. They know everything about all the movies, every single one. They can tell you all the characters and, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Santa Rosa. Yeah. So Bob Johnson is not the guy you want to buy a lightsaber for Christmas, even though he did go see on opening day New Hope episode 4. That's fair. I'm glad I asked. Okay.
Yeah.
Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for the information. Thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. No worries. Take care, Andrew.
820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I just don't even know what to make of that.
I don't either.
I've just never. It's the first time I've ever met somebody who could give that answer. That they've because I do know a fair number of people who like they've never, and now it's like it's a matter of pride for them that they've never, which I think is a weird thing to camp on. But okay, but you know, to have seen one and no more is interesting.
There's more story that he needs to find out about.
I feel like. Maybe I should ask him a follow-up, but it's too late. He's off the line. All right, 820 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're looking for a good place to eat, Reservoir is a fine casual kind of restaurant. City Councilman Casey Jones and his wife opened it. Going on almost a year now, I think. Anyway, it was it's the old Milano Brothers, the corner store across from the skate park and across from Kitty Corner, across from Pensacola Police Department on Hayne and Jackson. And it's like a casual upscale coffee shop sort of vibe, but all kinds of like food variety, shrimp and grits, oysters, scallops, filet mignon, Cuban sandwiches, ponzu crunch, Kaneka Rekas, a sausage and biscuits that they have, handcrafted coffee, just beer on tap, like all kinds of stuff, but just in a relaxed environment, but, you know, fine dining, relaxed environment. So voted best new restaurant in Pensacola by In Weekly last year. The Reservoir is at Hayne and Jackson on the southeast corner.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
I have you not. What?
Yahoo!
Look out!
The faster we're
follow up with Bob a little bit to deck with him on the Star Wars. There's a story here. It's not the kind of story you think, but it's funny. I'll have to ask him a follow-up on that sometime.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to tell you right now. It's funny. I will let him say it. He says it funny. All right, 724, almost 725 here on News Radio 92.3. Good enough for government work, which this is not. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Okay, no accidents to report to you right now. Let's see here. No delays either. Boy, that's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Well, it's Memorial Day. Everybody's asleep still. I mean, that's what I'd be doing if I wasn't working radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Sleep through the rainy day. Nobody wants to get up and go out and do anything right now.
Amen, brother.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, Marco Rubio says the U.S. does still believe there's a deal possible that could be made with Iran, but Iranian officials saying that they're not even close as of yet. Rubio says the Trump administration does want more time for diplomacy before they consider other options. Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado says she does plan to run for president again and return to Venezuela by the end of the next year. Machado made that announcement during a meeting with opposition leaders in Panama. She says she still wants free and fair elections despite all of the political tensions in Venezuela. And Andrew, a paraglider, is lucky to be alive after an airplane ripped through her glider thousands of feet in the air. This happened in the Austrian Alps recently. The 28-year-old pilot said that he wasn't able to avoid the crash. The paraglider was a 44-year-old woman and was able to deploy a reserve parachute and safely made it to the ground. She was then airlifted to the hospital by a helicopter.
Wow, that's, amazing. You have an airplane fly into your hang glider and you live. That's pretty impressive. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I'm getting all these texts in about Star Wars Day. Somebody says, one of my kids gave me a Star Wars birthday card. My wife said, wow, that's a cute gorilla. Talking about Chewbacca.
Oh, my goodness.
Dallas says, I also saw Star Wars on opening day, stood in line for hours to see it on a wraparound screen in Little Rock at 6 years old. I was six also for Star Wars. Let's see. And we did not go opening day, but we were like opening week or so, you know. I stopped watching. Somebody says after they featured Jar Jar, it was just too goofy. Yeah, Jar Jar was a giant catastrophe. Misa thinks so. You will make a bad character. Oh, use the not. I can't. All right. Palafox is open from Friday. It's kind of been open, but not really. They did a sort of a ribbon cutting on Friday, and I think it looks great. I walked down there yesterday, put a video up on Facebook if you want to see it for yourself. Not yesterday, Saturday I was down there. After the Eagle event, I was walking around. It's kind of funny. I'm walking, doing a video and talking and explaining the storm drain, which is the big. It's not the surface, which is nice. It's not the fact that there's not 1,000, you know, utility cuts in the pavement. That's nice. It's not the ADA compliant, you know, little step down ramps. That's nice. It's not the pretty brickwork, which is nice. And yes, they preserve the red line by making it an actual thing with white cement and bricks laid sideways, so it actually looks like it's meant to be there instead of the crappy thing that was there before. All good. Okay, that's all good. It's the storm drain. And the centers that kind of look like the roundabouts, but they're not really. They're circular cement, circular brick pavers in the middle of it. Very pretty, very decorative. People had already written on one with chalk, the one that the mayor did the ribbon cutting on, the southernmost one they had done on government, I think. Anyway, it's the storm drain. It's the ability to handle rainwater. That's for the first time ever, we have storm drains on Palafox, which is, if you're new here, you might not know, but if you're not new here, you're like, oh, what, never? No, never. That's why it always flooded. So now we have storm drains, and they can handle, it's like an inch of rain. It can handle it instantly. Like if you dumped an inch of rain, it'll all go away. And then, you know, after that. But I was walking, doing the video. This is 8 o'clock Saturday night. And somebody says, Andrew McKay. And I'm like, It was Jared Moore and his wife.
Are you a bill collector?
No. And I walked with them a little bit, and they were excited about it, and it was good. So anyway, just, you know, and seen a bunch of other people too. But it was kind of a fun night. So I think it looks great. And it's only going to be open to pedestrians for about another, 6 days? And then June 1st, it's going to open to traffic. And I know what a lot of people have thought and even said online is, gosh, it should be like this all the time. It should be pedestrian only. Well, you don't invest all this money in a drivable infrastructure just to turn around next week and make it all pedestrian. But at the same time, it would not surprise me if in the long run it evolved in that direction, because it would make sense. I would just think that it's going to be more and more used as a pedestrian-only area. But yeah, I mean, there's parking, there's handicap parking. By the way, handicap can park in any space, obviously. But just, you know, anyway, I thought it was great. John, did you haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it. I just watched your video.
Okay.
That's why.
Let's see, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? I was going to tell you. Oh, quick note. The Navy, following the Growler crash, the two Growlers are crashing each other, and you know all the aviators lived. They have now grounded all four of their tactical demonstration teams. That's not the Blue Angels. The Blue Angels are not affected by this. This is the folks for whom demonstration flying is a part-time side gig, basically. They can still do static displays. They can still do flyovers, but they can't do any kind of a demonstration maneuvering. At the moment, they're on a safety stand down for that. But again, Blue Angels not affected. They're just like regular right now.
Foster. President Trump writes on Truth Social, it'll be a great deal for all or no deal at all with Iran, and that critics know nothing about things that haven't even been negotiated yet. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in India.
We thought we might have some news last night, maybe today. I wouldn't read too much into it. It takes a little while to hear back.
Iran's foreign ministry says the Trump administration keeps changing positions and no deal is imminent. Asking for votes ahead of tomorrow's Texas Senate primary runoff election, incumbent John Cornyn and Trump-backed Republican challenger, State Attorney General Ken Paxton.
What has John accomplished that's good for the state of Texas or the country? And you know what? No one's ever had an answer.
Senator Cornyn, also on Fox, says he doesn't think the Paxton endorsement is about him.
I've voted with him 99.3% of the time. I am an ally of the president.
He's been in the Senate since 2002. America's listening to Fox News.
.831 at News Radio 92.3. Rainy start to our day right now. Cloudy skies and 75 degrees across the area. We'll get a full look at our forecast. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, a fence blocking parking access to Harbortown businesses in Gulf Breeze was still in place as of Sunday night. That's despite a city order telling the property owner to take it down. Gulf Breeze City Manager Sam Abel says their city attorney did confirm a legal easement does exist at the location, and the fence violates the approved site plan.
There was a permit that the site plan showed leaving this ingress egress open, but the property owner closed it off with a fence. And so, you know, the attorney advised everyone in the room that that the owner had been issued a letter that said, look, you've got 15 days to remove it, or the city will be removing it for you, and then, you know, you will be presented with the cost.
The fence has drawn a lot of pushback from small business owners in the Harbortown area there. Nearly every seat at a recent Gulf Breeze City Council workshop meeting was filled with business owners asking the city for help with the issue. And as of Sunday evening at about 7 p.m., that fence was still up. Well, Wes Moreno has been with Escambia County for nearly 40 years now, from the bottom all the way to the top of the organization. And last week, the board extended Moreno's contract unanimously. Moreno took a moment to address the board directly after their vote.
You make the best decision that you can make in your discernment. Are they always right? No, sometimes I strike out, just like we all do. But I guarantee I will own every decision that I make. I'll take responsibility for it. And I look forward. It'll be a fast year, but we will, at beginning of the new year, we'll begin to talk about searches and transitions, and I'm in full support of that.
Multiple commissioners did call for a formal transition plan next year, saying the county has suffered from abrupt leadership changes in the past. Commissioners said that Moreno's institutional knowledge, accumulated, of course, over 40 years, is the kind of asset the county just can't afford to lose without a careful handoff. Florida House and Senate leaders have reached a final deal on the state budget after the special session. The second year in a row, lawmakers didn't finish the budget on time during the regular session. The nearly $115 billion spending plan for the fiscal year starting July 1st is expected to be approved on Friday and sent to the governor. Key agreements include keeping $4.5 billion for private and homeschool vouchers, $20 million for First Lady Casey DeSantis' Cancer Innovation Fund and $75 million for HIV prescription assistance, as well as $514 million for Everglades restoration. State worker pay raises were not included in the final deal. The National Naval Aviation Museum is opening a one-of-a-kind Blue Angels flight simulator this week. The Fly with the Blues attraction opens Friday and puts guests in a full-scale FA-18 Super Hornet cockpit replica, flying in formation with the Blue Angels over Pensacola and Pensacola Beach. The three-axis motion simulator is the only ride of its kind in the world. The attraction opens on May 29th inside the National Naval Aviation Museum and is an additional fee after you get there. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, Highway 29, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a high chance of rain today, 80% chance for your Memorial Day, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Tuesday, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. On your Wednesday, 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 75 degrees and cloudy skies. Your next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And your money now for today. Of course, the markets are... Markets are closed today. They did close up about 300 points on the Dow, 27 and three-quarter points on the S&P, and 50 points on the NASDAQ on Friday. Taking a look at crypto prices, though, those are trading today, and Bitcoin's up 618.64. That's almost a percent, 77.237. Oil prices as of right now are West Texas Intermediate down 485 at $91.75 a barrel. Brent crude today, Brent crude closed down $5 at $98.50 a barrel. Taking a look at our financial headlines today. Pope Leo's guidance on preserving human dignity in the face of artificial intelligence is out in the form of his first major theological document. He released a more than 230-page long encyclical alongside one of the co-founders of Anthropic, who joined him at the Vatican, and at the first-ever U.S.-born pontiff warned that technology such as AI is fueling global conflicts. Now, Memorial Day weekend brought some of the highest gas prices in years. AAA putting today's national average for a gallon of regular at $4.50. This time last year, we were paying $3.18. Drivers in California, of course, continuing to pay the highest prices. Taking a look at our statewide average today in Florida, it's at $4.35 today. Escambia County seeing average prices about $4.05 a gallon. Santa Rosa $4.10 a gallon today. And your next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Well, given the weather, this might be the most irrelevant question that I could possibly ask for Frivolous Friday, or for Frivolous, long time ago I called it Frivolous Friday when I was in Phoenix, so apologize. That's a call back to old habits of speech. But my question for the day on a very rainy Memorial Day is, when the sun is out...
Okay, I mean, I have to turn around to look, but...
It's not. Not right now. Are you a sunscreen, a sun shirt, or a shake and bake? Shake and bake is like you just let nature do her work.
Are we at the beach or vacation?
Yeah, at the beach. You go to the beach and you go midday, mm-hmm. You know, when the sun is hot. Up
when
ahead,
it's out.
Straight up. Yeah. 437-1620. What is your sun strategy, if you have one? You know, what is your sun strategy? What's your way for dealing with the sun? Are you, again, do you put a, you know, do you do like the experts say and rub the SPF 1400 on your skin, you know, unless it wants the hose again. Do you, you know, put it all over and make sure that no sun ever touches your innards? Or do you wear, are you sun shirt, you know, which is long sleeve, some kind of a, like, protective garment? Or are you just, you know, whatever, man. I just, you know, I suppose there's fourth one, which is like the oil it up and accentuate the burning like they used to do in the day, you know.
Crisco.
Just Crisco me, baby. I'm ready. Truly shake and bake. 437-1620, 437-1620. John, you are a
unique.
You don't have a lot of head coverage by nature at the moment. So I would say, are you a hat guy at the beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't wear hats much, so I'm not a hat person. Are you a sunscreen person in addition to the hat, or are you just let it go? I feel like you're a hat and au naturel. I feel like you don't wear covering.
I wear a sun shirt.
Okay. You like the sun shirt?
Yeah.
Long sleeve?
Yes.
High neck?
Nice and light. And
I will tell you, and is that all you do? Do you do sunscreen on like your hands, your legs at all?
And my legs, yeah.
Okay, so exposed areas get sunscreen.
I've lived here long enough that I know what the sunburn feels like.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want it anymore.
I have been sunburned so many times in my life, and the vast majority of my sunburns have been in the state of Florida. As a kid, I remember like...
You thought you would have learned, too.
Well... First day of vacation, going to see Grandma and Grandpa. We're going to go to Disney. No, Andrew's not, because Andrew was too long in the sun, that Michigan kid. No, and red hair, you know, does not help. Although people like to make fun of me for saying I'm a redhead because I don't look much like it these days. But it's in there. Look at my children. They're all redheads. That can only happen if you have two redhead parents. Anyway, I will tell you, my wife got me one of those sun shirts a couple years ago. I love the sun shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I do. So the sun shirt to me does double duty. Number one, it keeps me from getting sunburned. It also keeps all of you from having to see, well, all of this.
Whoa. I know. I have to see it every day.
and you know, because before we got sun shirts, I used to wear a T-shirt. because that's something. But SPF on a t-shirt's pretty light. You know, a standard old t-shirt. I mean, it's better than nothing. It's okay. But just because at some point I realized that ain't nobody got to see all this. there's shape and color issues. Say the time for Andrew to be walking around showing off.
I just don't want to
has
see it.
Passed.
Thanks, Andrew.
It could theoretically come back in some hypothetical future dedicate myself to working out, but that's not happening. So anyway, so it is let's just say highly reflective.
Highly? Yeah, okay.
Because that part of my body never gets done at all. And you know, and also it's not the shapeliest thing. I mean, there's a shape to it. It's just not appealing. So I love the sun shirt. I'm a big fan of the sun shirt. And anywhere that's not a sun shirt is going to get some sunscreen. But I hate putting on sunscreen. My skin doesn't love it. And so for me, I only put it on the places where I have to have it. So like the tops of my arms, you know, the backs of the arms get, forearms do not get it. Knee tops don't, but the backs of the, you know, leg don't, except if I'm walking around, then calves have to get it because that's going to get a lot of sun. So I just don't like putting it on much. And I love the sun shirt for the neck. That's been great. All right. So now you know everything you need to know about me, or more than you want to know. John Pickens has traffic on the five. Question of the day is, what is your sun strategy since today is a great Sunday at the beach? I don't know. I was thinking about Memorial Day and sand and fun. And
right.
Anyway,
and
all right.
And food.
So what's your sun strategy? Sun shirt, sunscreen, nothing, shake and bake, oil and fry, whatever. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Florida West. Florida West focuses on attracting and expanding businesses to create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free, I-10, I-110, 9098. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to work on a home improvement project of any kind, fix a problem, you're trying to build something, you maybe build things for a living or anywhere in between, Pensacola Hardware is a great place to go to solve all those problems. And not just because they have the stuff. They have the stuff, okay? And they have good prices, no problem, of course. And especially if you're a contractor, like if you build things for a living, oh man, they're your place. They speak your language. They know what you need. They know what you're talking about. You don't have to have a translator. They can ship it to your job site. They can put you on a monthly bill. You don't have to send, you know, Jimmy with the credit card down to pick it up. They'll take care of you. They've got it in stock. You won't have to wait. Trust me. Like, if you need it, they will have it. And if they don't have it, you don't need it. But they can also do special orders, you know, for things that are really, you know, for single projects or whatever, commercial, special orders, like specified orders for the architect or the engineer, specified products. They are your commercial construction supply business. The warehouse is here, but also, again, you know, the ordinary person. Talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield and find out what they know. And here's the thing, 175 years in business. This is their 175th year. They started in 1851. That's crazy. One of the oldest businesses in the entire country, the top 50, and the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. So just go see it if you've never seen it. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. All right, back to the question of the day. It's a Memorial Day. It's theoretically a Sunday. it's just not at the moment. And the question was, what do you wear to the beach? Are you sunscreen? Are you a sun shirt? Are you a hat? Are you a nothing at all? Are you oil me up and increase the radiation poisoning? You know, what's your approach? 437-1620. First person here says, shake and bake. Don't use sunscreen. All right. I respect that. I personally want to avoid the skin cancer, but, you know, everybody has their thing. And I will say that, you know, investing in having a tan is, of course, defense against the sun. And if you don't invest in the tan, then you have to sunscreen every time. Again and again, all the time.
But you and your boys are redheads.
Oh, no. We buy stock in copper tone. I mean,
okay. That's I was thinking about that. I was like, wait a second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, And on a side note, I have never been a fan of the spray tan. Or not spray tan. The spray screen. It just, I don't. It doesn't.
Why?
It's not. I don't trust it. It's not
but
reliable.
Do you put
enough.
Like a little glop in your hand? And
oh yeah.
Then rub it.
Oh
all
yeah.
Over?
A glop and rub. Yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah. I don't. The other thing doesn't seem real to me. It never seems to do it. And whenever I've tried it never works. It never solves the problem. So I always get sunburned somehow or other. Somebody says my solar panels need sunscreen to avoid being supercharged. What does that mean? Oh, but bald head doesn't need to be sunburned. It's personal solar panel. I got you.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. You got too cryptic on me. That happens. Somebody says, I huddle under the roof of the pavilion. Shade is my friend. I do respect that.
Shade is your friend.
We, I have never done the like umbrella at the beach or the tent at the beach. We're just not those folks, and I don't have a problem with it. I like it, but if I'm going to go, I'm going to sit in the thing. You know, that's just kind of my approach. I'm not committed to it. It's not philosophical. It's not a moral judgment. It's just we've never done that thing. Although, no, take it back. We did have chairs that came with umbrellas, and we kind of use those for a while, and then the wind breaks them, and then, you're just back to being normal again. Somebody says, sunscreen, nah, use baby oil. There you go. That's right. Oil and fry. Spray and rub, somebody says. They like the spray. This is starting to turn a little bit in terms of the tone. Just want to make sure that we're still talking about what you do at the beach in the sun. Somebody says, I rent those umbrellas at the beach. They deliver it anywhere you are. Oh, okay. I'm just not that person, but I don't begrudge you the choice that you do. Anything that keeps you safe from the sun, I'm on board. John, you're still laughing about spray and rub, aren't you?
Yes.
Yep. You just never know what you're going to get here on a Monday on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Andrew McKay.
Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. Let's have a rendezvous. This week, Gretch Lyles and the Modern Eldorados take the stage at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, bringing country and rock and roll the way it used to be to Bands on the Beach. Plus, don't miss out on shopping at the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
My dead body.
Oh, Senyuma. Ches pokututa krista krenko. Ya Oscar.
Yes, I bet you have.
Han shot first. That's it. It was not justified self-defense. Han shot first. That's fine. That's all part of the character ethos. When they revised, I still cannot believe that they wussied that up, that they PC'd that up to make it so that it was simultaneous or that he was reacting to Guido. It's just all wrong. It's all wrong. Terrible. Anyway, Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner, last week reading a proclamation for today.
Whereas since 1868... Memorial Day has been an American day of remembrance upon which we pay our respects to honor the memory of more than 1 million Americans who died in battle making the ultimate sacrifice for our country and our freedoms. And in keeping with the traditions that have preceded us, many of us have friends and family members who have selflessly given themselves the future of this great nation and who we honor on this day. And these service members were someone's child, spouse, and parent. It is important that we remember every day in this great nation that our freedom came at a price. And veterans have bravely served in all parts of the world, fighting for not only our freedoms, but for all of mankind. And Santa Rosa County joins with other counties throughout the state of Florida and the United States of America in honoring those who have given their lives and recognizing that their sacrifices were noble, their heroism unparalleled, and their dedication to God and country is unforgettable. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that May 25th, 2026, be observed as Memorial Day, passed and adopted by the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Rosa County, Florida, this 21st day of May 2026.
Amen. Absolutely. And I know Colton would agree with this choice. My favorite voice of holidays for America is Ronald Reagan from 1986 talking about the Vietnam Memorial.
Not far from here is the statue of the three servicemen
the three fighting boys of Vietnam. It too has majesty and more. Perhaps you've seen it. Three rough boys walking together, looking ahead with a steady gaze. There's something wounded about them. A kind of resigned toughness, but there's an unexpected tenderness too. At first you don't really notice, but then you see it. The three are touching each other as if they're supporting each other, helping each other on. I know that many veterans of Vietnam will gather today, some of them perhaps by the wall, and they're still helping each other on.
I have seen that. I have seen that camaraderie, that helping of each other, as he says, holding each other, really.
They were quite a group, the boys of Vietnam, boys who fought a terrible and vicious war without enough support from home. Boys who were dodging bullets while we debated the efficacy of the battle. It was often our poor who fought in that war. It was the unpampered boys of the working class who picked up the rifles and went on the march. They learned not to rely on us. They learned to rely on each other.
We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I haven't heard this speech in a while.
Every time I play Reagan, it gets me. Every single time it gets me.
All right. Traffic's brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Not seeing any accidents or delays to let you know about. It's been a quiet morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, I know it was mentioned quite a bit when he was a president, but you know, critics got on him for being a TV actor, right? But that gave him a tremendous amount of knowledge about how to present, how to be dignified, how to make a quip when making a joke, how to be reverential, how to speak clearly, effectively, powerfully. It's a training that, you know, not everybody has, and he obviously had it. Anyway, back to 1986, his speech during Memorial Day.
We must always remember that peace is a fragile thing that needs constant vigilance. We owe them a promise to look at the world with a steady gaze and perhaps a resigned toughness, knowing that we have adversaries in the world and challenges, and the only way to meet them and maintain the peace is by staying strong. That, of course, is the lesson of this century, a lesson learned in the Sudetenland, in Poland, in Hungary, in Czechoslovakia, in Cambodia. If we really care about peace, we must stay strong.
Best way, absolutely the best way to prepare for it. The only way, because if you're not, then, I mean, you're just preparing to lose. What is the goal? We always talk about this. The goal of having a strong military is not to win, although it is, but it is to be so capable of winning that you deter and discourage. The best thing that can ever happen is that a cop doesn't have to draw his gun. The best thing that can, or you never have to draw your gun. The best thing that can ever happen is the military never has to actually use the power that we have. That's the goal.
If we really care about peace, we must, through our strength, demonstrate our unwillingness to accept an ending of the peace. We must be strong enough to create peace where it does not exist, and strong enough to protect it where it does. That's the lesson of this century, and I think of this day. That's all I wanted to say. The rest of my contribution is to leave this great place to its peace, a peace it has earned. Thank all of you, and God bless you, and have a day full of memories.
Kind of feel like we should just stop there and move on to other things.
Yeah, I'm just like, wow.
I know. Somebody texted in, Peggy Noonan was a great speechwriter. Oh, she was. And, you know, that's an underappreciated skill, is writing speeches for someone else to deliver is incredibly challenging. And, you know, writing a speech is not that hard. Writing a speech that brings out, doesn't just fit with somebody's pattern of speaking, but allows them to comment on the material in their most poignant way at that moment. What happens is if you're a good writer, you naturally have certain ways of expressing yourself that work for you. The hardest thing in the world is to not use those in writing a speech that somebody else is going to deliver because it wouldn't fit for them. And finding somebody's voice and knowing how to, you know, make it better, make them more them, so to speak, is a tremendous skill. And, oh, Peggy Noonan. No, you're exactly right. I mean, Reagan gets credit for the delivery and the ideas, I imagine. But, you know, Peggy Noonan certainly gets a lot of credit for the way it was presented. And that's great. 8:59 here on News Radio 92.3. For all those who lost in the military, we appreciate you. For families who have lost, and in the memory of those who have been lost on our behalf in wars announced and unannounced, just remember them this Memorial Day. Thank you so much.